by everybody. What does democracia mean? Democracia means that everybody gives part. Every family gives part and he puts it in their mouth. Now, if he is guilty of the assault, so even though he agrees, he gives part. He wants to be a good neighbor. All right, he gives part. But to him, it's like a joke. I mean, if he doesn't believe, if he's not in the there, so he's giving of the past is like, just, you know, to be nice. Then you take Takishova, his neighbors, the Orthodox neighbors, the tenants, they want, he should participate, they participate. So that was a deal that Nietzsche made the EU, so EU Hatzelus is not effective. Why? Because in order that EU Hatzelus should be effective, you must have the cooperation of every tenant. If one tenant will refuse to give back, so you have no EU. So you must have his cooperation. So even if he cooperates, but if he doesn't believe in the event, so in any way, his participation is of no significance. Anyway, that's that one. Kolnish is made available, so he cannot participate in the EU, but he can be back in the shoes. Then say Chizmen, I heard from my father, many years ago, that 90% of conservative Jews and reformed Jews have a deal of Jinchenishma. So today it's probably more than 90%. But there are certain reformed rabbis and certain conservative rabbis who are not Jinchenish. I'm not going to mention any names. But there are certain Jews. But at least 90% of the conservative rabbis and reformed rabbis have a deal of Jinchenishma. So the male, if he is a tenant with you in the building, Yerub Hatzeres is not effective. But you don't need Tzchias Mokim. All he has to do is to be Mbakarishis. All he has to be Mbakarishis. Now, the Besyosef in Yerub Hatzeres, the Besyosef in Yerub Hatzeres, and I think it's Shin Pehei. So he mentions that the same Kasha that Tzitzis said. Tzitzis says the Kasha. How can this be keeping the battle with Jews? How can this be keeping the battle with Jews? But he's Michal Shabbat with our Hesier in Surah Rabbanon and in the Rosh Hashanah because he don't believe in the Rosh Hashanah. So what takes Teretz does Teretz give? Teretz gives the Teretz because the Tzduki Malmiz are not in Michal Shabbat with our Hesier in the presence of the Pusha. The implication being that if he is the kind of Tzuki who is not ashamed to be mechalo before Hesi in the presence of the Kushi, so then Edo Haname, he cannot be mevatel the Shus. But the Yosef said in discussing Shiras Rambam, no, that since the Atil Shemishbos, so just as the Atil Shemishbos and the Kikir of Yerush Malkeh, they have a deal of Anus, the Atil Shemishbos and the Chem Shabbos too, because they don't believe that there is no pay, so many of them are called Shabbos. So if you consider it an onus and the clear evidence about pay, so we should have a thing of an onus. We should have a thing of an onus and the Shabbos are essential. But it doesn't give the evidence. You see, that's the Shiras Rambam. Because if the Rambam is obviously Chiluk HaTzitzis, because according to Teitz says, it's looking who is the Chal Shabbos Pares. Now let's say the Reformed Jews today, that most of them, more than 90%, are Jewish people. There is no doubt that they are still Jewish people. But they are the Chal Shabbos Pares here and they are so Jewish people, they don't even know, I mean, that there is something to be ashamed of. Who knows? So the Chal Shabbos Pares here, according to this list, they could be the Bible Jews. According to the Rambam, they could be the Bible Jews. So we have a machlokes between Tesis and Rambam. Now, the question arises. Tesis is only asking the kasha in respect to kusim and tzukim. How can we be in the battle of shoes, but they are the halachah of the parasites? they're not going to have Almighty. What about their freedom against Almighty? So the devil says, what the Rambam says, that can change us. So the question is, what if Eve takes this, recognizes the concept of the Shemitah in regard to Kriya? Why doesn't Jesus recognize the concept of the Shemitah in regard to the sacrifice? In regard to the sacrifice. So that's the issue. In other words, the case of Shemitah is that Michal Shabbat has a thing of Mubera, even if it's not. If Michal Shabbat the Pharisee has a din of Mumea, even if it's an os. Even if it's an os. So, why? Because this is shitty is that the halacha of the Chalshabi of Pharisee is the Akhma Chalrobo, is not based upon the Shemoshi of the Chalshabi. It's a special halacha that the Chalshabi of Pharisee has a din of the Mumea and the Shemoshi of the Mumea. Now, one thing is clear, even according to the Rambam. So we see that there is a machleket between Tetzis and Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the Aloche of Mumal Chalchat Paresi is like a Chodro, is based upon the Maizadeh and the Shem Roshe of Chalchat Paresi. But if someone in Chalchat Paresi is in Shem Yishmo, and he's a Nonu, so it's Mumal Chalchat Shem Roshe, so then he doesn't have a Dino de Mumal. That's the Rambam. This is the is the Chalshabi Parnesie. He has a din of Gatun Chodro, but a din of the Mumea, even if he's an os, even if he's a Tishni. Now, why is he to say that? Because now the noise, Rabbonon, tried to learn out from the Pesuk in Rochim, in connection with Yishopo, that the Mumea of Yisrael is not in Rochim. Why? Because all the Jews in the Aseret HaShvu'otim in Shemrei were in Rav Yisroel. Only the few thousand were hiding. I mean, they were afraid of Israel. And except for the few thousand who did not bow down to the Baal, so everybody bowed to the idol, to the Baal. So they're all in Rav Yisroel. So they're all anything of Mumea. Now, why do they have it? Why are they only Arizona? Who introduced this Arizona cult in Shemrei? That was Yehovah ben Vot. And from the time of Yehovah ben Vot until Ahav, there were many, many years in there. So they were raised in that cult. Like the Reformed Jews today, I mean, there's no doubt that the Jews in Shemrei, they all worship the Baal, but they were all Egyptian Hebrews. So what kind of a rhyme is it that Rabbonon is trying to deduce from the Pesuk in Elohim that the Mumea of Yisroel is not Mumea of Yisroel because Yehoshaphat ate from the Shechita of the Jews in Shemrei? They were ate Yisroel, not to make Shemrei was. So Shechitos was not there. So it's a riot from this Gemara that we agree Mumea of Yisroel even if it's a king Shemrei. So still he has a dream of Yahweh Chodron. It's not based upon Shem Roshe. It's a special halacha. The Chizkiz Gur La'aseh is a school of mitzvahs. The Chamur Avrizor, Shekhor, that Mumea Avrizor has a din of the Mumea Avrizor. It's not based upon Shem Roshe. In respect to the Mumea Avrizor, that of course is based upon Shem Roshe. So if someone is a leader of his Mumea Avrizor, because it's finished in it, so of course there is no halacha for the Mumea Avrizor. And that's mentioned in Chodoch. Now, most Hashem say that there is no use of taking freebies from Mumea. But if somebody is a Shumer, but he's still a Shemishbo, so the Chodoch passes, you're not allowed to take freebies from him. Why? Because it's Mitzvah Machiz. So in respect to the Mumea Maivet, So the halacha of the Mumea Maivet doesn't apply to someone who is a Shemishbo, even if he's a Mumea Maivet. But in respect to the halacha, that Mumea Maivet is Mumea Maivet, that's not based upon the Shem Roshe. It's a special halacha that we learn out from Chizkiz Gur La'aseh, the Schol HaMitzvot, that the Mughal Abu Zoghe is to Mughal Hadrakot. Now, how did we explain the Kodesh the Rambam, Mughal Hadrakot? We say, Mughal Abu Zoghe is Mughal Hadrakot. Rabbanu said, Mughal Abu Zoghe is not Mughal Hadrakot. Obviously, there is another Mughal Abu Hadrakot, besides the Chaz Al Parasit, and besides Abu Zoghe. So, Abu Zoghe says, someone who is addicted to all the Yisur Teor, except Abu Zoghe Chaz Al Parasit. I mean, we discourage it. And how does the Rambam learn who is the real in Shuman? That's a real. What does it mean in Shuman? In Shuman means someone who abandoned the Torah. That's the real meaning of Mughal Hadrakot. That's the real Mughal Hadrakot. Someone who abandoned the Torah, who embraced another faith, who abandoned the Torah, even if he didn't embrace another faith, if he made the declaration that he is abandoning the Torah. So he is the real Mughal. Even if he does it because of the Jariya that he's pursuing, or because he wants to avoid a certain discrimination. So he's still a Mughal Hadrakot, the Rambam says in the Chasidut. So that's the real Mughal Hadrakot. And then there is Aloche that vis-a-vis the Psulim of Mughal, the Psulim of Akku. So the Chalshan and Faresia, the Mughal Hadrakot, has the Psulim, has the thing of Mughal. Not Mamush Mughal Hadrakot. Not Mamush Hadrakot. So, but it's not based upon the Shem Roshe of Yehudi Amizore. So the Melech, vis-a-vis Mughal Hadrakot, so even the Rambam will agree that he didn't want the Kiddush Elishim. He still has a meaning of Mughal Hadrakot. So the Melech Teisushim is just as in regard to Mughal Hadrakot. So even if it's a Kiddush Elishim, so it is Mufti of the Shem Rosh, still he has a deal of the Mughal Hadrakot. And this Gavin of God, which could have seen us all, so these are in the house of Pharisee, it's the same thing. So that's this discussion. So why is this Uki able to do the Bible with Jews, but they are the house of Pharisee and the Lord of the Rabbanon? So they did the terror, they're not the house of Pharisee. They are not, will be, even though they didn't change each one. So just as the Gavin of the Israel, even if they didn't change each one, he still has a deal of the Mughal. So we got the Chazal Pharisi is the same thing. Now, and the Rambam holds no. Abu Zoghe, the Rambam is masking the basis. So it's not based upon the Shem Roshe. But Chazal Pharisi, so that's based upon the Shem Roshe. So maybe it's a Jewish evil, so it doesn't have a deal of Mughal Hadrakot. Now we have to understand, if they say that Michal Shabu Paresi, even if it's a Kiddush Elishma, he's still as a Din of Yehuda, and he's got Michal Gohor, so Tesis should apply it, we've got the Kiddush of the Kiddush of the Kiddush, even if he's a Kiddush Elishma, he still should have a Din of Yehuda, have a Kiddush of the Kiddush of the Kiddush, and that way seems not, because Kusi did not believe in Kiddush Baal Peh, and he was able to do Bible Shus and do the Shech, because if it's Yisrael Yitz and Nichmas, why? But an Akira says a Dino Mimumer, and Kusi and Zuki Mara, because he's not capable of Kiddush Baal Peh, the answer is that Kiddush Nishmo. So Kiddush Nishmo is a terrace, and the Dino Mimumer on the basis of Kira, but Kiddush Nishmo, according to the basis, is not the terrace and the Din Mumer and the basis of Chazal Pharisi. Why? So this when they come to the Rambam Omer, because the Rambam Shite is that it has to be based upon the Shem Roshe. Almost like more a he is moving from the Shem Roshe, so maybe it cannot be a woman. So, but Teisa Shite is that we got the Chazal Pharisi too, even if he is an onus. So he still has a Din of Yehuda. So why would Gabi Abikur says we got a Kfir with Yosh Malveh? If he is a Kfir of the Eves, a Kiddush Elishma, he does not have a Din of Yehuda Chadlekore, and he does not have a Din of Gach Mechonro. And even according to Rambam we can ask, why is it that we got a Mizor not? Rambam is making a Gabi Mizor, that even if he is a Kiddush Elishma, but if he is a Nivra Mizor, he still should have said so. The value is from the Jews in Shemre, in the time of Achav, you're also Kiddush Elishma. I mean, How could one be one with Egyptian Ishbal? Then the Jews in Chamberlain, who in the course of generations since the Roman Benevot have been raised under the Amazonic rule. So it's like certainly like a second generation or third generation is looking. So still the Gemara says that the Jews in Shemla in the time of Achor, so had a bit of Mumrim and Shkito Sobel Asura. So Abizorah takes the Rambam with Matzah, Abizorah. But in regard to Chachan Paresye, the Rambam Shiti is, that's based upon Shemoshi, the Tesh Nishmah. The Tesh Shiti is that Bein Abizorah, Bein Chachan Paresye, even with the Tesh Nishmah, he has a bit of Tati Pomor. But we gotta be closest now. Why are we closest now? So the answer is, that's the Zerah Sakosu. This is the Sakosu. According to Rambam and Tesis, of Chmuro, Abidus Kichovim, Shekol Akim for Bokim Eidu Bechol Atzerko. So there's another expression. Chmuro, Abidus Ore, Shekol Amei Debo, Kikei for Bechol Atzerko. So that we understand. That means, if somebody is an Eidu Abidus or an Eidu Abidus Ore, even if he is Meidu Bechol Atzerko, and they are Asa Jews, I mean, why not? It's possible to be Meidu Bechol Atzerko, and he'll be so perverted that he'll think that it's not in conflict with the Derkore. He might be maybe even in Josh Balpe. I mean, somebody had a perverted mind, so he had it in his past. But, so that's the Allah. If somebody is a big about his own, he has a deal of a Muruch HaTerkore. Even if he's made a Muruch HaTerkore. That's the secret. But, here we know he uses another expression. Chmuk HaMiz Chomim, Shekola Kepa, Ki Meide Bechol HaTerkore. What does it mean, Ki Meide Bechol HaTerkore? He is made of heart and kole, and came out of his own naturally. So my commercial. And if he's not made of heart and kole, he's a caveman part of the Torah. So then he has a bit of a moment, the Rambam said. The answer is, Omar Mar is referenced to a woman, to a Jew, who is not made of heart and kole, like he's too killed by Susi. But, he's made, he's not the natural king. So if there hadn't been a Xerah Sakosu, of Chmur Abidus Kichovim, Shekolakim Vavokim Yibuchatrekun, and then we say, Jones has regard to Abidusor. And even the Rambam would say, because the Rambam is masking with Tetzes in regard to Abidusor, that he may finish an inch, but that's more about the Torah of Achor. That he may finish an inch when he's Abidusor, as a deal of Yibuchatrekun and Kachim Vavokim. So, we got back to Kosis also. If he's a gatefare, so in Mele, he should have a deal of Yibuchatrekun. What does Yibuchatrekun mean? Who is the real Mukhatekore? One who abandoned the Torah. If somebody doesn't believe in the Torah, if he doesn't believe in one possible of the Torah, doesn't it mean that he abandoned the Torah? So he should be a Mukhatekore, he's a Tinshin Yibo. So it's a Rahim say, that's the Terence and the Allah of Yom Mayim. So it's a Rahim Rahim say, it's also about this in Rivis. But as far as having the deal of Mumeah, if he doesn't believe in the Torah, so the male is a Moloch HaTerekole. He should have been a Moloch HaTerekole. Without the Shemosh. So the reason as to why he was not believing in the Moloch HaTerekole is because there is a special Zerah Sakosu. Chizitz Gubas is a Samit Sveiz. Chmur Abin Sikhovim, Shekol HaKeim Vabor, Kim Meide Bechol HaTerekole. In other words, he, so what did he deal with? Was he deal with someone who is made Moloch HaTerekole? Mamech? Naturally. So Michael Ashman. No, he deals with someone who is not being seriously in Chol HaTerekole. But not that he is a Machal Keter. He's a Kirish Mishmo. He's a Machal Keter. So then the Halacha is that he has a deal of a Mei Chol HaTerekole. Because if not for the Halacha, that he has a deal of a Mei Chol HaTerekole, he would have to be considered as a Mei Chol HaTerekole. Because what does Mei Chol HaTerekole mean? Mei Chol HaTerekole means that he abandoned the Torah. He gave up the Jewish faith. And if he's not mining, in one word, the Torah. So that means he abandoned the Torah. So the Mele should have been a Moloch HaTerekole, even though it's an honest and initial issue. But the reason is why it was not going to be a Moloch HaTerekole, because we consider him, since he escaped from Al-Mizore, so, and he's an honest and the fact that he is not made a Moloch HaTerekole, so we consider him as if he had been made a Moloch HaTerekole. All right. So that's the Shiva. Now, that's it. So that's the reason as to why Pinsmith, distinguishes between Chiren Jeshua Peh and Khrushchev Paresi. As far as Khrushchev Paresi is concerned, so it's not based on the Shem Moshe. Just as in Lamy Zor, having been of the Kumal Hadar Kol. With me, then he's anonymous, in the Bible is from Achor. So the Khrushchev Paresi of the Pinsmith is also the Kumal Hadar Kol. And he had the Psu of Achor, and the Psu of Achor. But even a king of the Yerushal Peh, who is a king of Shemishmo, should also have the name of Nakom. So the Tarek says, in Ochanam, it should be like that, except when we have a special Zasakosu of Chumam is coming to Cholatekom. Even though he's not made to Cholatekom, but he's not made because he's an onus, because he's an enemy of a game player. He was not raised as a minor. So the Melee, he has a deal of Kemiru Chalatekom. There's a deal of Kemiru Chalatekom. But in the Kabishalu Paresi, so there, if even though he's an onus, he still has a deal of the Kumea, the whole, as a Mumal Chalatekom. Now, the Rambam, so the question is, why is the Rambam, and the Rambam Shiki is, that even the Chalatekom Paresi is the king of Shiki, which is not the Mumal Chalatekom. Why is Ibn Abizore different than Khrushchev Paresi? So he should be like this. Ibn Abizore has to do with the money. So if somebody is an Ibn Abizore, even if he's not an Ibn Abizore, so the halachah is that Izeo means Izeo Ibn Abizore. So an Ibn Abizore has a shemini. So Melee, if he has a shemini, so Melee doesn't have to be based upon the Shem Moshe. A being is the Melee, considered as a Mul Hadar Kol. A being is considered as if he abandoned the whole world, if he's a being. But Shem Moshe Chalshav Paresi is not a being. So we have our work in Chalshav Paresi in Yaakov Kol Mor, but that's based upon the Shem Moshe. So he is a Tim Shem Yishbo, he does not have the Shem Moshe. So if somebody is a mumea and he eats chilev shaviyek, so it's not a shalvi yosa. It's not shalvi yosa. So in the male, he doesn't become a mumea hajinaye. The omer of a mumea vecha chilev, he become a dam kibnaye. So we learn it out from another person. So in the morning of the terror, chode bechatos and chode bechatos. The person come again, or he come again, it's a mumea. From that person you can learn out that by anyway, a mumea can actually become. And the Pasuk Mamorim Prat on mumea will learn how that the chatos and mumea cannot bring a chatos. Which is, vi ashino chatos mishin kaporel. Aboi o di duven u in the kabume. Vi ashino neilo mishin wa triyube. Abo chabu triyube u in the kabume. Tzrich. Vichol haich and arim, I said here, מן הבאימו והובי מיודון שבאימו ובאימו שבאימו ובאימו. So that means that the בהימו is used in קריאסי as a derogatory expression. וכל איכן נכסים בהימו קריאסי ועקסים ועודו מבהימו את השיעה לשם ואימא רבי למראה אפילו מיודון שנערו ממידס ומעשים מעצים כבאימו. So the country is a שווח. So in more than the terrace also מכסים ועודו מו בהימו. הוכר goed is, zoiets in de waarde van de De godige gezien wordt een prima, maar je ziet, wat ik zie, ze had het niet zo in zijn oren, dat ze helemaal, wat ze ook al te koop, ze hadden een goed, die zijn benieuwd. Nou, dat zie je eruit. Mijn aanbouw kwam, dat gaat het zich gebouwen als je deed. Ik heb geen idee, ik heb geen idee, ik heb geen idee, ik heb geen idee, ik heb geen Die sommige leven gaat als je God. Nee, die als je niet maakt, maar zo is hij zelf. Die moet je de als je was zelf, ik ook ooit zo leven. Die God, die God, die Osham, hoe je weet. Als je niet was, is je moeder de als je ook heel leven. Hoe je je niet maakt, maar weer zo. Wie die God is als je ook, die ook. Na de heer is niet in de trio, die leven, die moeder de als je niet zelf, dat is geen God alleen. Mai binaie, mi komo ke i mu mole kamene. So what's that to me between tale kamene pshinu mi eis? So, bene ma va tu sei, do io e ne dea mi trio namo e eiro. Ven shom mi io sei, so di mora sei, la tu mi mu mi eis. I mi gato, i sammo, mi se mu mola correle, e mi mi trio ma la dam, che ciò da te. Io e ne dea shu, damo e eiro, tale kamene mu mashme, do i kamene. Da Pshimen, schon mit Rossi und mit Damen kam mir nicht. Und selbst hat mir nicht in Falle kam. Und da Pshimen, die ist, und egal zusammen, wo sie nun mal auch her. Und dann die Damen schäden. So nicht wie ich sehe, gleich in Falle kam er, der für die Mumbai ist Mucke auf den Mund kommt. So in diesem Moment, wo sie nun mal über der Rechert auf her, die kann auch nicht kommen, man darf nicht. Und ich sehe, der Rissong ist, because it's not your new yourself. So in other words, who is noch hier, wenn die kommen? Only someone who was able to be shaded or any damp be shaded and having not been shaded, he wouldn't do it. But if he's a woman, so he had been shaded. He just happened to be shaded. He thought that it was shaded. But even if he knew it was shaded, in no probability he would have been shaded. Because he's addicted to the meaning of shaded. So maybe it's not your universe. That's only Shire if he's addicted to the same ability for which he's hired to be the Chavos. But if he's addicted to Hever, and he ain't beshaved down, so had he known that it's down, he would have refrained. So the memory is a shock to him. Alright. Mikem, v'lo ikur chedilu v'nesidot v'ishno ikho, v'chzit v'asri v'lo kabone, v'lo kapore u v'chim v'day v'roz v'az v'osei, u v'hom v'ishra v'ishra אם כי למה יקבו מלא, הולד והכפור, ולעד חיובי ולעדר אחר ולקבו לדורי, יקבו לדורי, מיני תחסיד לבר של דיבו, אבל חד את החיל ירמרים, יקבו מלא, שלחית את עסקה, תראי יצאו מלי, תסמי ומפק של כל הבאימו, שנעלו מידה עשו אלו מרישה, ומסים עם עצמו כבאימו, דק אירוע, וזה רבאימו נתנו לו מסרסנטה, וקום ראשון ראשון של המחום, אור בקור ספנגר, וזורת יש בישראל, זרות ומזרבאימו, כלילה, החכומים והבורים כולם, Azarum the face of all right. Now, so the Gemara is asking the kasha here. The Gemara is asking the kasha, why do we need two psukim? One posik we came in the kuchem, and the other posik of Mamoras Pachim. So the Gemara makes it tzricha. We came in the kuchem is mentioned in connection with Eilat. And Mamoras Pachim is not in connection with Chavos. So if the Torah told us in connection with Eilat, that the Muma cannot really come, I would say the Muma cannot really come. But it cannot bring the Neo. But the Chavos can bring. If the Torah mentioned Mamoras Pachim Muma, I would say, and the Muma cannot bring the Chavos, but the Neo can. Now, the Gemara is saying that if the Torah mentioned connection with Neo, so I would say, Vyashim Neo Mishinu Af Chiyubi, Avo Chavos de Chiyubehu, Eber Mikavu. So it could be explained, very simple. Now it's Eiro, it's not obligatory. So that's why a Mumar is Mufke of Abbas Eiro. Mashiach Chatos is obligatory, maybe it is not. But the Pshat is more than that. Now, actually, there are two questions about it. In regard to Chatos, that the Mumar cannot bring it, a Mumar cannot bring a call. Let's say if somebody is a Mumar like a Chayyar, and then he needs Chayyar Mishayyar. It cannot bring a call. So what does it depend on? Does it depend upon the fact that he is a Mumar at the time of the Avoye, or it depends upon the fact that he was a Mumar at the time of the Achir? Let's say, suppose someone ate a Mumar, ate Chilav B'Shem, And so, now he's willing to go on Tuesday. But on Tuesday he's the children. He's not a woman, he's the children. Can he bring the call? No, he cannot bring the call. So, a law has nothing to do with the call for a head. A law is probably not going to do it. So, alright, the Gemara says that the Imam Mechaper is a lesson. So it's Mechaper is a lesson. But the Chiyuv of the law is not because he needs a Kapore a lesson. If he brings an Eilof, some of the Eilof, it's Mechaper a lesson. But the Mechaper of the Eilof is not the lesson. Chatos, so the Mechaper of the Chatos is the fact that he ate Chiyuv, he ate Dam, he ate Chometz on Beza. He ate Anil Kapur, he was Mechal Shabbos. So the fact that he was Eilof on Avera, Bishayi, for the basis of which there is a real cause. That's the Mechayev of Chavos. So the Mele is two separate halachas. Gemara said like this. Gemara said like this. Numer, so we could say the Pshat Gemara like this. He can deny a Chode Mechatos, a Chode Leil. Which is, we are Shino Chatos, we should Kapor. So now, from this list, it appears here, this day's list, that the Pesuk, now look at the other Pesuk, so you show me the Osei, maybe call him on the Osei. So he says, Tehne, Matzorich Kole Mayotu in Shofi Yosef, Vein Yigrishe, Vahar Zewa Chishoi, Veicha Tisek Adai Tinoim Abimeli, Vein Shoi Vahadi Yitzlech Veicha Dechot Abitshuri, Achake, Uvishor Shohal, Lohoi Yoshof Yosef. So this he says in so many words, that the Pesuk of Shofi Yosef has reference to one who at the time of the Havoi is not human, he's the human, but he was a Numer at the time of the Chet. So the aloche of Mamoretz Pratunumer of Shalei Yassel of Ishgogo, he tells us that if at the time of the Chet he was a Numer, so Bein Karikare, Bein Rakshime, he doesn't really call a Chatos, even though a minute after he committed the Chet, he became a Baucher and became a Tzad. So he still cannot really call. Mashiach in the Pesuk of Mamoretz Pratunumer, which is not Bolachet, which is Bolachet on Dovo, so that Pesuk implies that the Numer is Mufke of bringing home even the time of the Avoye is a Numer. Even the time of the Avoye is a Numer. So it's another Aloha. So maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, it's Chadi Ashmin or Chatoros Bishut Kapore, Avoye will be Duren Ueno Bekavore. Chatoros is brought as a kapore for the avera, that's the mechayev. That's the mechayev. So the male of the Xerazakos of Mount Noritz Pratunumer tells us that even the time of Dasya Sachet, he was in Umer, so the male he cannot really call him for the head, even though at the time when he wants to really call him, he's already a tzaddik. Masheike, Avoleil, the Durenu. So then there is no chet that is mechayev to bring home. It's more than a dollar. So then I would say, since it's not both our chet, so mainly why should we be able to bring home? Because the Pesuk of Moreh Pratu Numer tells us, as Tosfos says, not that even the time of the Avoye is in Numer, he cannot bring home. Even the time of the Asiyah is a chet, he was in Numer, he cannot bring home. He can't bring him home. So really, there's nothing to do with Elo, because in Elo there is no Asiya Zachet. Two Elo is the Chaper HaLeseh, but it's not both of the Chaper HaLeseh. That's an incidental thing. It's both because he made an effort to bring in an Elo. So it's another Aloche. And then, the Ashmin Elo, Mishu Adchiyu Vil. In other words, it's not a obligatory that he has to bring for a certain head. It's not a book. Our Chatos the Chiyuvim, but it's a Chiyuvim. He has to bring it for a certain head. So even we count the name. Even we count the name. As long as a time, even if he is a Mumma, even if he was a Mumma, at the time he is a Chiyuvim. But now, when he wants to bring the call, he's not a Mumma, now he's a Tzadikomo now. Why shouldn't he bring the call? That even though now Bishasavoy, he is already a Tzadikomo, but since at the time of the Chet, he was a Mumer, he cannot become. So it's two separate halachas. is two separate Allahs. And this pshat can be explained according to the Texas, because Texas says that the posik here of Mamoras Katumumba, the seventh dish Gogo, is it's the Kleicha the Chosa Bichuba Hake, who is sure Shoha the Hoyo Shoblida. However, the Rosh Rambam, and there is a long vision of that. The Rambam tells him because my sacrifice, Allah is out of this power. He's going to Shumunah Mizor. Shumunah Mizor in the Khalshan Faresi, in the Kabinan Kong Cloud, after the English in the Kabinan Kong Cloud, 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 in Hoje vou falar bem com o meu povo sempre eu dou a ascensão. Vivo com bem a gente no dia bem em cabo no corpo nem sabe o que está. Que gente hoje eu vou dar um reino aí. Bem lá que está no dia bem de chegar para o reino aí em cabo no cabo nem sem nem. So that's one place where the Rambam passes is in. Now, it's much more the Rambam passes like it's a Kami. He doesn't mention the Droshe Hashem Yedios. Because both say that the Munda cannot bring a call. The question is, from which Posik is it used? According to the Kamen, is it used from the Posik Mamoras Matamuna? According to Rashim Yeisi, Mishim Rashim, is it used from the Shosem which God of Roshim Hashem Yedios in the call? It's much more that the Rambam passes like the Kamen. That's one place. There, the Rambam discusses this thing also with his brothers. Perdimos no resgate a loja sabe copiar o livro que se mais já agora já muda a visão do que há o chapéu se parece e o caminho mesmo como qual de alguma lá vem como já a ver e o caminho mesmo chatos a lei se acha que mundo é o que eu vejo o que eu digo o de chatos e o caminho mesmo a chance de chover אפילו הלמוד על הכרחים לדיום, ונשחל את הלכים לשום, ואוכל ובקום, אין כאן ממנו. שאוכל וזאת אין, אין אחת לדיום, אין אחת לדיום מאה. זה ראש נרם במיז, כי זה הלמוד על הכרחים, שהכרחים לשלום, והיא לחפת עושה אין כאן ממנו, עד שיהיה לך בתשום. So there is a very long mishnah on the left, very long mishnah. So the mishnah on the left discusses two possible choices in the Rosh Hashanah. The ordinary pshat in the Rambam is Ketzak Yuma Lech Ochei Lepshoh Ochei Lepshoh Ochei Lepshoh Ochei Lepshoh Ochei Lepshoh Ochei Lepshoh Ochei Lepshoh. The ordinary pshat is that the Rambam is Chei Lepshoh. Ketze says here that the Pesuk for Pshashoh Yisrael Yisrael from the Adores Prat Lemuna has reference to the case of someone who was in Munea at the time of the Chet but at the time of the Adores of the Chuvah. Because if the time of that boy is still in Mumea, then he might have to resolve the extra posse of Mamor is not in Mumea, then he could be in the common because of the posse of the Machishoi Teimo. That's what Jesus says. So the Rosh Hashanah is about the kids that move on the Hachim of Shah, the Hachim of Mishvogo, 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 that's the ordinary chapter. Then the man Mishnah Melech mentioned another possible chapter. But the Rambam means Ketzak Mubalach Ochile Shoch Ochile Mishrova Vim Chatoseh Edikatimimem Hachiyaza Mitzhuve. And after his Chila Mitzhuve in Puri Chila Mishayde then there will be Mechile not that if he does Shuve so he will be able to bring him Korn for that very God he did for it in Chile before Mitzhuve. That's that. But so the Mishnah Melech discusses this, that, and then he finally comes to the conclusion that the ordinary pshat is the true pshat in the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says that Kamin Achiyahu Mitzhuve, it means, but if he does Shuve, so he can bring the Korban and the Chatos, that, and the Chatos that he is bringing for it, he's Chilev, why was he moving? So then the Rambam is saying it against. Rambam descrive anche Pinch says in the passage of Mamores Katum Umea implies that even if he did Tshuva and now Bishasavoy is not in Umea, so he still cannot be recalled because a chet that took place while he was in Umea cannot be mechayev in the Kol, even if he wants to bring the Kol after the Tshuva. And the Kol of the Rambam, no. The passage of Mamores Katum Umea only implies that even the time of the Avoye, even the time of the Avoye, he is a Mumer, so he cannot be recalled. But even the time of the Avoye is about Jube, he is not a Mumer, but at the time of the Chet he was a Mumer, and then he can be recalled. Which is very strange, yes.
What does Rambam say about Pasuk of Zerach, Roshon Toyev?
Good question, huh? So then, we see like that. So then we have, why do we need the Pasuk? Why do we need the posuk of Mamores Katum Umea? Or should we all say, in other words, he cannot be recalled because the Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it's a flash. But this is, the Mishnah Baruch mentions two possible pshatim. And the first pshat is, actually, as a Tshuva, so then they're able to bring for that, a call for the Avera he did before the Tshuva. The other pshat is, actually, as a Tshuva. So after the Tshuva, if you do an Avera of eating Chayot B'Sheyde, after the Tshuva, then it will be called. But this is not the ordinary pshat Rambam. So it discusses it, and it mentions one of another Rambam, then finally comes to the conclusion, the Tzitzis, that the Rambam is Chayot B'Sheyde. And the pshat Rambam is that Yahweh Tshuva, if he does Tshuva, he can get the call, even though B'Shat Asim is Acher, he was still a woman, which is a different thing. All right, now, yes.
Why is
it that the
Tshuva
did not do Tshuva? No, this is Kashi. So if the whole Tzitzis in regard to God, who did not do Tshuva, so why do we need the Pasuk of Mamores Katum Umea? We know that from the Pasuk of Zevach Hashoyim Deiro. We know that from the Pasuk of Zevach Hashoyim Deiro. Zevach Hashoyim Deiro. Yeah, now, so there is in Machlokes Hashem. Now, here the Gemara says, "My denari, Gomer Abamune, Mumer Lechachila Veikol Moladam Kenan." So first of all, there is another Gemara in here. This there is another Gemara in here. The Tchov in Israel Kara Abamune Skin. The same kite that is mentioned here, but then the Gemara says, and here is the law. Vogobe Omar, she could have Mumala Hotel, Voyavi Mumala Dam, and Hochebe Hotel, the dog in his house with the Shuman Dorf. Marsovaki, you dog in Ohio, the lazy Mumma, Marsovaki, you ask out the tailor, will also be Sume Ladmum. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara in Helios refutes Rabbanu's kite. Rove refutes. And Rove says, no. The reason, according to Rabbanu, so according to the Mandoma, that the who learns out Mandoma's Hagun, so Mina Rachochelet cannot bring the Kohen Chatos and Damim. According to Rav Shimon, he can't bring a Kohen Mandam. He can't bring a Kohen Mandam. But Rove says, no. Even the Tarekami will agree that if someone is Muma Lachochilev, so he can still bring the Kol Mandam. So what's the Makinine between Tarekami and Shine? Makinine is if someone is Muma Lachochilev, he means Chilev Lidov. It's mentioned today, but we're not talking now about the Bele. For the Bele, there is no Kol Mandam anyway. So it means Chilev Lidov. The Eichel Chilev Lidov. In his house, if a certain Jew, he eats chayav b'dov, But whenever he has an opportunity to meet Chume, so he will not eat anything. Now it happened that he ate, that on the table they were two chatiras, one chayev, one chume. And he was sitting at the table. And he is the type of Jew, if he has a chatira of chume, he will not eat chayev. But here, he took the chatiras chayev. So he thought it was the other way around. So he ate the chayre. But had he known that this was the chayre, he would have eaten the other chayre. Would have eaten the other chayre. So according to one mandoma, he can bring the gong. According to other mandoma, he cannot bring the gong. So Rashi here is explaining that when the Kamehu says that Mamor is not in there, so maybe if he's a type of a Jew who is addicted to eat chayre in the gong, And so even though in this case he had an intention, and he thought that the chayav was shumen, so according to the Mikam, he cannot really call. Because he's still in Umar Chayav. But according to Rav Shimon, of Shabbat Yosei, so he's not Shabbat Yosei, because Shabbat Yosei means not in this particular situation had he known, so he wouldn't have done it. In other words, under no circumstances, if he had been amazing, would he have done it. But in this case, so according to Rashi, the Pshat Shomri Yosef means that if under the specific circumstances, had he known, he would have refrained, then he can really call. But if the situation is such that even if he had been informed of his mistake, he still would have done it, so there is any shabbat. Now in this case, he is the type of a Jew that if he can eat shumen, he will not eat chayav. He won't eat chayav if he has no chatira of shumen. In this case, on the table there are two chatiras. And he ate the chayav chatira because he thought that the chayav chatira was heavy. But had he been informed that it's the Isa, in view of the fact that he had an opportunity to eat al chatira, he would not have eaten it. So Mele, he's the chayav to bring him home, Rashi says. Because in his situation, he would have eaten. He would not have eaten the chayav, had he been informed of the mistake. Mashiach, the chayav to the Kamehu, he cannot bring him home, because he's still a Muna. So too, in the present circumstances, had he been informed, he would have refrained from that there. But the Kamehu is a Muna. The leader, he explains it just that way. So it's a double machleket between Rashi and Meir. And what makes one a Muna, and what makes one an Ein Shomri Yosei. According to Rashi, so Ein Shomri Yosei means Ein Shomri Yosei or Ein Shomri Yosei is to be determined whether the same Gavre, in the exact circumstances, would have done the Avere had he been informed of his mistake. So, in the case where someone is addicted to eat, clear with God, but not if he has an opportunity to eat human. Now, he has on the table, and he ate a chile because he didn't know. Had he known which is chile and human, he would have refrained from the other. So according to Rashi, so he is mechuyev to make it home. Why? Because he's a shopkeeper. According to the Meiri, so according to Rav Shimon, who learns it out from the post of shopkeeper, so in such a case, he would not be able to make it home. Why? Because according to Meiri, shopkeeper is not determined by what this chayte would have done under the exact circumstances, but how the chayte in general, when he is in his full senses and with full knowledge of the facts, how he would have acted? Would he have done the avera, or would he have succumbed to temptation? If the government is such a government that in general, he would have refrained had he been informed of the facts, then he is a shot with your thing. But if the gardener would have refrained only under the specific circumstances, where there was no real temptation presented to him, but under other circumstances, when a temptation would be presented to him, then he would not have refrained from that area, even if he had been informed. So there, according to the theory, he is considered any shabbos. That's one matter. Then the theory says, according to Mandoma, who learns out from a more respectful mumer. So then, if he is a mumer lechol idiot, and then he is mischalifer, chilev bishumen, so then he would be mechuyev to be called. Because in order to have a shem mumer means addicted, according to the theory. Who is addicted? If he is ready to do it, even when he's not subjected to a type of temptation. But if he is only doing the avera when he's subjected to a temptation, and when he's not subjected to a temptation, then he will not do the avera, so he doesn't have to. He's not considered a dick. That's a big finish. I mean, that's what we should say like Rashi. But the Miri explains it just in the reverse. So the Miri is really Kamashi and two of them. And the definition of Shogni Diyosei and the definition of Muna. According to Rashi, if somebody does it, Mahmas Taive is considered Muna. According to the Miri, when is one considered a Muna? Only when he does it without Taive, out of indifference. But if he does it only because he can't control his instinct, then he doesn't get a Shogni. That's one matter. Then there is a machloket between the Miri and Rashi and the definition of Shogni Yosei. So according to Rashi, Shogni Yosei only means that the avera should be done under such circumstances that if the chayte had been informed of his mistake at that time, under the specific circumstances, he would have refrained from that avera, even though he would not have refrained under other circumstances. So he's still called Shogni Yosei. According to Miri, when is he called Shogni Yosei? If he's the type of a person that had been informed of his mistake, so even under more difficult circumstances, he would have abstained from that error. But if under difficult circumstances, he would not have abstained from that error, even if he had been advised of the mistake, so he's not considered Shogni Yosei. So we have a double mandate. Now, I just want to all right, we'll discuss next time.
Test tables, teach ma.
Each one called Shabbat with my Hesse. He teaches each one who is a key player. So he got that because so everybody agrees that if he's a key player, each one does not have a thing of a woman. He does not have a deal of the moon there, and he's not gotten for God. And that's the reason as to why Kusi is looking. So even though that he doesn't feel about that, So he lacked the superhuman mulat, and there can be battle issues. And that's the reason as to why it's looking. Can share if it's back to the Israel. Or I mean for the Israelites. I mean Stuki is like a pussy. This man, why? Because of the initiation. But suppose he's in Machal Shabbat Paris, yeah? Suppose he's in Machal Shabbat Paris, yeah? So then, according to the Rambam, the way that Yosef explains it, so even though he's in Machal Shabbat Paris, yeah, but he's anonymous, and being in Machal Shabbat Paris, yeah, also for the same reason that he's anonymous, and the Kfire, so he's anonymous and Machal Shabbat Paris, yeah, too. So in Mele, he does not have any other marriage, does he share, and he can buy the shoes, and Tetzvah said in the Yerab Nafzamach Tez, that only did Stukim, with Mahak Moreh, who had respect for the Pushim. So they refrained from being Mechal Shabbos in Yisur Rabbonon, in the presence of the Pushim. But those who are not ashamed to do it, so they couldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So we explained. Now, then, which pointed out, we mentioned the right that you respect the Ilam Yisroel, then everybody agrees. Then everybody agrees that an Ilam Yisroel, even if it's a Kiddush and Mishpo, even if it's a Kiddush and Mishpo, so he still has a Dino Mimuchat and Kule, and he's Gak and Kaiko, because it's not based upon the Shemosh. It's not based upon the Shemosh. In regard to Lach Nese, so they are. The Shulam says in the Chesribis that the Machlekes Rishayim in regard to Malad Mizoris, whether you can be Malad Mizoris or not, is only a Malad Mizoris, not a Tinichin Mishbo. But the Malad Mizoris, the Tinichin Mishbo, all the Rishayim agree that they're not allowed to take Ribis from them. Because insofar as the Awach of the Tinichin Mishbo is concerned, that is based upon the Shem Rosh. But if it's a Tinichin Mishbo, it's not a Shem Rosh. Masha'im came in regard to the halachah of Ki'akim Chodboro, the Shritos in the Bele, and in the Mavakim Yishuz, that's not based on Hashem Rosh, and the Ayin is from the Gimore. Because Achot too, and all the Nidir, Shem Achot, what in Shem was, I mean, there was so many years that passed since Yom Benavot, and so they were all in Shem Yibos, and still, the Gimore says, that they have a Din of Mumri, the Din of Mumri. That's in regard to Mumra Mizor. So the Mele, the same thing should apply in regard to Abikiras also. But there is a special Zesak also of Kodirah is Chokim. Shekom Akim, but what can they do? Chom Akim, Kodim. So what do they mean? Give me a hard record. If it's Mamish Mele, so what's Michael Mashlo? And if it's not Mele, so who is the Mumra? The answer is, Chomurak is Chokim, Shekom Akim, but what? Even though he's not in the Kohat but he's a Din of Mishmo. So then, he does not have a Din of Mumer, he has a Din of the Kohat Rehobe. So that's because of course we have the Gabi Apikosis, not the Gabi Chol Shabbos. So this is the Gabi Chol Shabbos, it's the same thing like in Gabi Zor. So just as the Gabi Zor, a Din of Mishmo, a Din of Mumer, so the Chol Shabbos Paresi, a Din of Mishmo, also has a Din. Also has a Din of Mumer. Also has a Din of Mumer. Yet, Masha'im came to Rambam, the Rambam Shikis, vis-a-vis Apikoses, if we didn't have the same as Akosu. So then we should say that Apikoses is the same thing as Nivid Abizor. Even if it's an onus, he should still have the Dinah Bimuna. Masha'im came. So only because of the special as Akosu. Masha'im told Tamachal Shalom Paresi, Meir Hakim said he should have the Dinah Bimuna. If he doesn't have the Shem Roshe, only if he has the Shem Roshe on the Chal Shalom Paresi. Then he has a Din of Mumer. But if he's a Din of Mishpo, he doesn't have the Shem Roshe of the Chal Shabbat Paris, he doesn't have a Din of Mumer. In other words, there is a Din of Mumer, let's say, many Kedushins who that are, were a conservative rabbi, or even if it's a reformed rabbi, officials. But even the reformed Jews, they have the practice of set appointing witnesses, and he gives a tabas in the presence of witnesses. So, according, now the witnesses are only Chal Shabbat Paresi. I mean, generally, I'm not saying all, but generally. especially if it explains, you know, reform temples, of course, they are the 80-man Khalshabi heresy, but 95% of them have been in the Jewish. So according to the Rambam, she's in Kodesh, she's in the rising. And the Rambam is in the Rambam, that it's looking Makoshovitz. Why are the Akiva in the Jewish? There is a in the Jewish. So the Akoshovitz is in the rising. Because of the rising, the content takes this, the question is low. So in other words, a woman who got married in the temple, were the 80 Kedushin of Achal Shabbat Baresi, but in Jerishbo. So according to Tate says, she's not in Kedushin. According to the Rambam, she is in Kedushin. And there then, so that's more humble than a civil marriage, than a marriage in court. Even a woman who got married in court requires a get, because of the Shittes HaGemi. Shittes HaGemi, I mean, most of the Shittes HaGemi, but there is the Shittes HaGemi, that when a man lives with a woman as husband and wife, what is called in English, a common wife. In other words, there was no ceremony, I mean, there was no extra push. It's just a common wife. But so the Shittes HaGemi, there is a Shittes HaGemi, that whenever a pun lives with a communal council, as husband and wife, I mean, he tells everybody they are husband and wife. So then she's in Kodeshes. Because even on Baal, there was a Dilas Yus. Some in Melee, there is a Bushikiye, and he made the Yehud that all the whole world knows that they live together as husband and wife. So he made the Yehud, he made the Yehud, so she requires a get because of the Chinese regime. Now, as far as that Chinese regime is concerned, most of Shem Mahir. Now there is a Jew in the third grade Gardeza. It was Rav Chaimeza was asked by his brother-in-law, Rav Kosovsky, the late Rav Kosovsky, who was the brother-in-law of Rav Chaimeza. So he was the home of Johannesburg many years ago, South Africa. And in South Africa, the same problem that you have in America, many, many Jews didn't have hope of mission. They just got married in court. So there was a story, a certain person was married to a woman in court, was no mission. Not even by a reformer. I don't know whether in South Africa they have that magate, probably, yes, I mean, but he was not married even by a reformer. So he got married in court, and then he divorced her in court. He divorced her in court. Now, and he became a bachelor. So by the time he divorced her, so he gave her a get, even though there was no abuse. But he gave her a get. He was told by Rav Kosovsky to give her a get because of that. So he gave her a get, and then about half a year after he divorced her and gave her a get, so he wanted to remarry her. And the problem was because he was a kid. So the question was whether he's allowed to remarry her. So he asked the child of Chaimeza, very interesting too. So Chaimeza told him that they call it most shame. So we don't say that we apply our help. So it's to Shikuni. The Rambam himself mentions the Shikuni again and he rejects it. And the Rambam says that when we apply our help in the Mail, there was news only in certain situations where there was push and then they live together. Let's say, so we apply it, we more mentions that we see this. Regarding one was Mikadish and Isha of the Boris Bishop of Kuni. And then there was B.A. And it turned out that the Kedushin was Boris Bishop of Kuni. So then we say, since he made Kedushin, and he made Kedushin, but it turned out that it was Boris Bishop of Kuni, and he didn't know at that time that it was Boris Bishop of Kuni. Only later on, so we say, even the Bail was released, but not just like that. So Omran Gamin says Ishke will only be put in. So we also say in the Bailey's list. But when there was no Kedushin at any time, at any time. So even the previous marriage, so then we don't take the middle of the Christmas. And this is she composed the shame. So we got to only show it here. The Chinese are pastors, so he can rely on the shame. So it was Matia, this husband, who gave her a gift, but there was no issue, just on the basis of he was matching the kid to remarry her. But Hamiza says, has to show him that he, that such a woman who did not get a gift should be allowed to get married. Get married because of the most shame that we don't reject the shit. He says, because in respect to the Isa of the Shishish, which is humble, we don't rely on a person. And he mentions this is Hishemi. Because this is Hishemi, he pushes it. He says that we don't rely on God in regard to Shishish. And the best value is my children saw. So she's also to get married. Why? Because we are afraid maybe the husband got out at the other end of the yam or the river, and then some male husband is living. But how often does such a thing happen, such a miracle happen? I mean, that if somebody is in the Bible, so that he should survive. The answer is, regarding Shishish, that is humble, so the Hachomi will machmir, not to rely on God. So the male, in regarding the woman, got married in court, and she didn't get a Jewish gift, so then she's not allowed to get married. She's not allowed to get married. Why? Because we got to be celebrating, which is humble. So then we are hitching from you, Poskim also. From you, Poskim also. But in regard to the Isaac, in regard to the Isaac of Kushan Kayan, which is not so humble, so then we rely on God for sin, like only on that dog. Some male was like. So true, even without any Kedushin. So we are Machmir. But in the case where there was Kedushin, but by a reform rabbi, and what there were 18, but 18 of Chalshad of Ayasi, but in Shinij was, then I don't think that one could be made killed even regard to the Isaiah. Even in regard to the Isra of Kushal Kehl. Because here there is a machlik of different tastes and the Rav. Alright. Now, so we have a machlik between tastes and the Rambam as well as the Chalshadu Paris, Tirich and Mishma. So if he shares and the Achim Tehlin, so whether Shritos is Kshedro or Shritos is not Kshedro. In regard to Ibn Abizore, so there seems to be a riot. There seems to be a riot from the memorial of Achor that all the Mishnah agree. I mean, from the memorial that even if it's a Tirish and Mishpo, so it still has a denomination. I think there is one Shinsa Mishnah that applies the concept of Tirish and Mishpo even the Gabriel, even at this one. There is one Shinsa Mishnah. So then there is this one Kashi from the Gemara of Bach. They should have it in the Nakom. Why? Because they found it. They took notice of the fact that many Kusim had a Musi and know that they worship. In other words, they were in the Mizrah. So because of that, the Hachonim were against there that they should have it in the Nakom. Musi and know. So look in the Ramayash and Spirush, that woman with Aleph,
有些人我住个人下头子，就是嘛，被挨个几烧呀，小一一年年烧，你起码得烧哎。如果妈妈不能下头子，你必须得回厝来，拉个起码得烧哎。那么人家的心里也得呀，第一步我住个儿子，第一步我住个儿子烧哎，那个意思，受死了。So, how many more is the Abikusin? Then should there be dealing of God? Why? Because many of the Kusin were found, turned out to be in the Abisor. What happened in the Abisor? They were living in Shiva and the Harpist. In other words, they deified the Harpist. They deified the Harpist. So they were in the Abisor. So he says, so Ramidash says something very strange. The more emphasizes Musier no motor is happening. Why did more have to say? Is it of importance to us where that is all the words of Hakuizi or anywhere else? I mean, whatever does it mean? The fact that many of the Kusi happen to be in that is all. Why did more emphasize Bereshapis? So, I mean, it doesn't present the Kashi, but Rabbi Yashin explains it. The Lima Beat is soil, surely even is in Shimat is all. The Roman Omar Bnei Shafizim, Nivishim Chutz Loretz, Lach Shuvah Nizoy, Elamina Kabisim Yedeyim, the Eilu Motsu Be'at Yisroya, the Eilu Nezim. The Eilu Nezim. And that's it. So I went, so what does it mean? The Kandiyash is saying that if a Jew is in a Nizoy in Chutz Loretz, he doesn't have the deed of an Eilu Nezoy. How is it? How is it considered such a thing? So what did he say? Now there is Gemara. There is Gemara in Chum later, further, and it's Gemara in Abizore that Omer Abiyachan with the Chomish and Chutz Loretz love in the Abizore Elamina Kavisim Yere Elamina Kavisim Yere. Now, there is a Chube in Radvas, and Radvas says that in respect he discusses the Nitzel. So he says, Rabba says, that according to Rabbi Tamshike, that now there is a love of Yisachon. In other words, not allowed to give him a Paschimon to a Yochid who is an Ibid Abizor. Doesn't have to be that Ibid Abizor. Suppose he's not Ibid Abizor. And he doesn't say that he's a Kachon. He's in Igala Ayas. So it's also the same thing. Because it means one who is Ibid Abizor. So the Rabbah says that the regard of the Nitzrim, the love of the Zichonim, does not apply. So he says, according to Rabbi Tam, certainly doesn't apply. Because Rabbi Tam believes that B'leyach is who is Arava Shimon. Who is Arava Shimon from the Nitzrim? Arim, that is Arava Shimon, they don't hear the Vachal, but they are Mishadim, Shim Shemayim, the Barach. So he says, and even according to the Rambam, who says that the Rambam means that the Bnei Yachid Zuz Arava Shetu, and that's the reason why the Rambam says that the Nitzrim are in the Abizor. The issue is not for the Nitzrim are in the Abizor, because the Rambam Shetu, that's our decision, that the Rambam Shetu is that the Bnei Yachid is Zuz Arava Shetu, it's not a Shetu of a God, but anyway, that many assume that the Shetu of the Rambam is that the Bnei Yachid is Zuz Arava Shetu. But still, the love of this honey, the Rabbah says, does not apply to the Nitzrim. I mean, he talks about the Nitzrim who are nice Nitzrim. I mean, not the Nitzrim who are Otzrim, who are Gazon. So, the love of this honey does not apply to them. Why? Because Lochim Shemachutz Loretz, loving the Abizorim, El Min Kavisevier. So what does it mean? They're not in the Abizorim. Why? Why does the Gemara make a distinction between Akuch and Chutz Loretz and Akuch and Asor? The answer is, the Gemara makes that distinction in regard to the Akum, the Chutz Loretz versus Akum, the soil of Bisman Abayis. Now, Bisman Abayis, there is our head, that every, the Rambam says, that every Meleach who lives in the Arati soil, so it has to be in the Kabbalah times in the Meleach, Bisman Shiyah, the soil given. So now, if it's in Kabbalah, so that means, that Bisman Abayis. So the goyim had to be very patient. So if somebody became an Ibid Abizor, so he was not anonymous, because they only going in at the beginning of the kitchen, otherwise they couldn't find residents in Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't establish residents in Eretz Yisrael. So Meili was not in house, but the Chutzlo heads. So, and any Mikhobi who was a Mikhobi, so he was a Mikhobi because his father was a Mikhobi, and his grandfather and his great-grandfather found the same concept of connection each for us, connection each for me, others. So that applies to Israel, applies to Nakum also. So in other words, the Dalochia of this honey is based upon the Shemoshe of Akum. But if it's a connection each for connection each for me, it could also be a connection each for me, even after the Israel. So in the melee, the love of this honey doesn't apply, because the Issa of this honey is based upon Shemoshe. The Shemoshe of Akum. So that means that the Pshat ends when we learn from the Gemara that Yudim Lomit Beis, the first phase is Nochichi Bechutzlo Abida Mitchomi Beis. So we'll see that this is the Pshat in Tesis also, that the Halacha of Nochichi Bechutzlo Abida implies that the love of this honey doesn't apply to them. That's the pshat in Jesus. I can't go over the Gemara because it takes too much time. So, this is what Rabbi Yashin is saying. Musi'in no motzuk al-e-shat-risi. So, the Gemara emphasizes that the Kusin were in the Amizori Yad Yisrael. But if the Kusi had been in the Amizor, in Chutzlaret, and the Kusi, they weren't raised in the Jewish environment. So in other words, they were raised in the non-Jewish environment. But in Eretz Yisrael, so even the non-Jews were not raised under the cult of Amizor. So the Kusi could not have anything of Lucina. Masha'inke, in the Kusi, in Chutzlaretz, had been in the Amizore, and the Kusi, they didn't mingle with the Jews, the Kusi. I mean, throughout the years, they lived by themselves, they didn't mingle with the Jews, they mingled with the non-Jews. So maybe they wouldn't have been in the Amizore, they would be considered as Amizore. So we see from Rabbi Gershon, the communication shifting is that it may regard to Eved Amizor. So he wouldn't have a din of a mumer. He wouldn't have a din of a mumer if he would be a dimension. If he would be raised. Now, but so that communication is difficult from the Gemara of Achol. Because the Gemara says that Achol. So, the Gemara says that Achol was having a mumer, and all the nidirei of Achol in shape of the mumer. But there too, what the change was, I mean, in the course of many years, they had been raised under the cult of Hamidah. So that's a kasha against Hamidah. But anyway, it is much more than the Gershon level. Alright. Now, there is a halacha. Now, in respect to what the Kohen says, so all the Shem agree that if someone is not Kehilas Beinis, so he doesn't have a din of a woman, and he doesn't have a din of Gakon Chodo, and that's the reason as to why Shechita Tzeduki is Kshir, Shechita Tzeduki is Kshir. Now, the Gemara in Gittin says,
she calls one,
שקוסמון מוסח עקום אבן אישו קוטום קוסים יסוד מומי אבסוד שלמה הוא שרתו מחפה כל שיש לי שיר יש לי ניסים נא so יש לי בקשה so אני שואל נבי איקות מוכרה של איקות אני אבא שירה איקות אני אמרת מוזה אנטריות אין עקום אגוי so איתו תמיד את עקום again here is the sense of shit in עקום in עקום מוזה נכון here is the capricio he's not the bachio the capricio is the neyach who is not the rasai is the neyach so he's all he's still at the bachio because he's not mooza now the question is why is kusi possible with the answer to why it's a clear film in Jesus to why it's a clear film in Jesus so Rashi says that this price according to the Madoma that kusi dirao is but according to Madoma kusi diraem is saying so then the kusi can buy it stuff this is what Rashi says Rashi says kusi kiyako isi kiyako isi muma muma sea hali poko hali neyo so they have been in the muma so kakim hollo so it's not about shira but kusi so only because this time it means in the mandoma that kusi kiyako isi but the current mandoma kusi kiyem isi that's the way we pass him so then the kusi can write stuff because it's not a muma is that the Rambam also passes that the Kusi Gireyem is saying except that now so also Malayim is Yaakov but that's only the Rambam but here he mentions that the Kusi cannot write stuff see what they're doing with Jesus because he's not Bashir and he doesn't it appears on the Rambam it's not on the basis of the some the Holden Mitakone of course while in this Yaakov but in the Isin before the Takone it Kusi couldn't write see what they're doing with this it's Hilo Asharab Pertalo Preskim Amochidim see what they're doing with Jesus she calls on Apikires Yisrael Apikires here means not just someone who's a giver but Apikires means an atheist one who doesn't believe in the religion so the Melee it has no Kedushistam because he writes the shameless like Sholakon he's not minding the Kedushis at all and he's not minding Vashem so the Melee he writes the Shema Kedushbohu Kisholakon and he writes the Sematol also like a book of literature so the Melee it has no Kedush Kosvon Kusi oy yisroi mume arot yoser yad ano soyeve oy yisho yikotin harivu psuri vinigdizu שנאמר שרתו מוכספתו כל שמוזר להקשירה ומאי ליבו הוא שגיז נעביף את הרמב״ם הדגבי הוא יפרש שיטה so the רמב״ם שמתמן שיקוסי but he could mention that לאחר שגוזו על ידי יסיעקו so then a קוסי cannot fight but he's killing the חודם אחרי so it's much more it's not on the basis of Gozalim is Yaakov but with the Aizim Kusi cannot lie why? Because the Aizim the memory he did that he go mentions Kusi in the list so Rashi says because the Tamil agrees with the Mandoma that Kusi Kiyahu is saying but the Rambam passes like the Mandoma Kusi Kiyahu is saying and still he mentions that Roshe so the Rambam explains it Kusi Buzar Alak Shire Umay Mimbo Ushik is in other words that here there is a sacrosanctity is what is to be Bakshire, what does Bakshire mean? Someone who is losing Akshire and someone who is in mind who is in mind it could seem they don't believe in Yosh Baalpeh some Melech they don't believe in all the halachas of Tfilin who is Zuzes and Sivatola some Melech is not in mind now the question is so that's why it's possible to rise the case of Stam to possibly rise to the case of Stam because it's not about Shire but Shire means that someone is my religion now he has Kikashi if so it's Duki good man in the Tirosh Valpe, and no Daroches. So, of the Tirosh Valpe, so the Mele, it's the key should be possible to share. Also, because just as it's a kusi or it's duki, it's not about shire because it's not my English shire. So, in kusi or it's duki should not be considered as about. But the answer is the Rambam Chiktose, the Rambam Shikiniz, there is no aloha of Batsviche Tavishke. Takes the Shikiniz that there is aloha of Batsviche, and the reason is why an Akum and Ocha is supposed to share is because it's a Bachti implies that he has to be Batsviche just as Ukshatum Chzachum implies that one has to be Batshire. The Rambam Shikiniz, the reason is why an Akum is supposed to share because we call a lot of Chalkum Zifre. Mishigizir als Shutose, Mishigizir, Mishigizir als Korob Maliton, she Zifri Asso. She Zifri Osse, she Shutose Asso. So it's not because of Bazir. That's why, so, Echlochri is not Bazir, but it's Duki. Since it was definitely not in Muma, the Hotel, or in Mishigizmo, so the Mele. So the melee is not like an Akum. So Shutos is Kshero. And there is no aloha of Batsvichre according to Rama. But by film, there is aloha of Batshire. So Batshire implies not only that he should be without Zichre, and not only that he should be without Shire, but that he should be my own Shire. So even though, so according to Rama, the Tanya of the Price says, Kusi is supposed to understand. He agrees with the Mandoma Kusi to everything, but he's not a man. But why does Rashi say that according to Mandoma Kusi to everything, so he Kusi can light? See the clear film is this. So apparently, according to Rashi, since we have a special Zerzakosa of Chmura Vez Chodi, Shekora Kiva Bokimim Chora Telekure. So the male in physical Shinichbo, yes, it did not be animals. So why does the Gemara say that the Kusi is possible to stand? The answer is that Price according to the Mandoma, that Kusi is. But according to Mandoma, Kusi Kirene say. Kusi Kirene say. So, Kusi Kirene say. So then he's kosher to write stuff. And the Rambam is ready. Rambam Shikiniz, because there's a kosum of Chisiz, who has it, only implies that it doesn't have a need of a cave or a need. If it's an engineer, not that it has a need of a mile, but Rashi Shikiniz, that there's a kosum of Chumuratis, Chumuratis, implies not only that he doesn't have a deed of a king, but of a mean. That if he's a king of the Zohar, and he's not a mind, because he's a teaching Ishmo, so he has a deed of a mind also. As if he had been a mind, some melee, he's a bachelor's. So we see him, Achlekes, between. Between Rashi and Rambam, in regard to the question as to whether it's Duki, who is a Tirishin Nishmo, is not a mind, but it's not a mind because of an illness. So according to Rashi Shite, he's considered a Bakshir. Why? Because of the Aloche of Chamurah and Zichomi, Shekorakim, Bokimim, 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 he has the status of a mind, of his whole mind, even though the Tzias is not a mind. But he's not a mind. It's not his fault that he's not a mind. And we say that it will only be exposed to the right Ashpoye, so he becomes a mighty. So Mele, even before he becomes a mighty, he also has the status of a mighty, according to Rashi. So he's a Bakshire, but according to Rambam, no. The Aloche of Chamurah is Chamishkati, but not the Kule, only implies that he doesn't have anything of a mean if he's a Tinishin Mishpo. But the mighty, the status of a mighty, doesn't have. So the Mele, he's supposed to I say to be case of star, it's to be a condition. Now, the thing says, Me amores prajanina, teme, di mai corna, 하면 어긋나게 무엇을 나게 와아가게 학리에다 힘을 넘어가 헛걸어서 가는 힘이 가지 또 국민은 국민이 흘러야 될 것이 공부가 나은 이때에 흘러 있냐 비포를 흔들어 주시네 and before it now we saw that the morning here it is at the end of here it is the morning that we now have here it is so the morning says the morning says the trouble less later on the problem is really kind of and the problem says that the morning that we have here it come and now everybody agrees that this cost my home and we pass my home but this what Kabbalah says that the morning that we have here they become more Adam so there is a machlokes between Tarkan and Rav Shimon so this is and we see from this is here that this is does not agree with the pshat in the sheet of the Niri because we saw there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Niri what does it mean? Malkosova Mumrachim lekom adam kenai. So I call it Rashi that I can hold. Mumrachim is possible. We don't become more adam. And Rashi says it's kosher. The Niri explains it in the words. I call it Alekame that it's based upon the Shem Mumra. Mumra means it. And man, sorry, I'm sorry. I just had in mind the Machlokes between Alekame and Rashi. I will be the one. I mean, there is nothing to do with the Machlokes between Tarkame and Rav Shimon. My mind was thinking about the Machlokes between Tarkame and Rav Shimon, Alimidehom. But, so there we have the Machlokes. There we have the Machlokes. And now, so this says here, in my coma, Homeochenatke was a Latke. Or Adarat, Hachdiye, Dachim, Numeru, Dolarecho, Koma, Tarkame, Dehikame. Come on, come on, come on, so this doesn't say anything.